Another smaller development came across the Tantramar Council table recently. The vacant lot just uphill from Sackville Town Hall might soon see a brand new three-story mixed-use building. A Moncton-based dental surgeon bought the vacant property at 35 Main Street in 2021 and recently applied to the town's Economic Development Incentive Program with a proposal for a three-story development, including a ground-floor dental clinic and two floors of small one-bedroom apartments. The project is being managed by Dieppe-based real estate investment company Quest Capital and is the first ever development to apply for and be approved under the new incentive program, which offers developers a 50% or more tax rebate over 5 or 10 years for commercial, industrial, or multi-unit residential projects. The Quest Properties project is estimated at costing $1.3 million, and without the incentive program would bring in an additional $25,000 per year in taxes for the municipality. But with the incentive program in place, more than half of that tax will stay with the project owner, at least for the first 5 years. The rebate is worth in the neighborhood of $72,000 over 5 years. The municipality will still collect some taxes, about $52,000 over the next 5 years. That's better than what the vacant property currently pays, under $900 per year. CHMA called up Tantramar's Director of Corporate Services, Kieran Miller, to talk about the project and the incentive program, which is designed to draw development projects into the former town of Sackville.
The program was launched in March of 2020, which for anyone will recognize that date as kind of the start of the pandemic. So it was launched kind of right before everything shut down. So it's taken a few years. But yeah, we just had our first application for the program, which was the property at 35 Main Street, right next door to Town Hall here. So this program was based on similar incentives that the City of Moncton and Town of Riverview were doing. So really the intent is to create opportunities and accelerate investment in specific areas of the community where new growth and redevelopment can be accommodated and where we're really hoping to see development. So for our program, it applies to properties in the mixed use, highway commercial, industrial business park, and urban residential three zones. And so it applies specifically to the former town of Sackville boundary for now, but it's something we could certainly look at expanding as we kind of get our different plans and bylaws and policies in order. But really, it's these types of grants really act as a catalyst for increased development activities, and then that in turn can help attract other types of businesses, new residents, and new employment opportunities.
So is it targeted at a particular type of development? I know the one that's happening, you know, right now is going to be both commercial and residential. Is this targeted at residential development or commercial development or both?
It's targeted to both, so it would be any of the uses that are permitted in those zones. Certainly right now, we really want to see residential development because we're facing a pretty significant housing crunch. But when we see a building like 35 Main Street where they proposed a mixed-use building, I mean, that's a great use for the downtown with that ground floor commercial and then the upper stories residential.
Okay. So do you think, I don't know how familiar you are with this applicant, but are you under the impression that this incentivized they might not be considering doing it in Sackville, if not for that program?
That's definitely the intent of the program, is to encourage people to develop here rather than, neighboring municipalities like Moncton. Like, we want to... Steel's not a great word, but encourage them to apply or to develop here in Tantramar rather than some of the other, surrounding areas that they could.
So is the incentive that we're offering, is it comparable to what you might see in the greater Moncton area?
Yes and no. I mean, we're obviously a different scale. They're seeing significantly higher and larger scale developments. But we did use them as a guide when developing our program.
Okay. So it's similar that they're targeting residential development as well?
Yeah. I mean, housing is an issue all across, well, not just New Brunswick, Atlantic Canada. So I think everywhere is looking to get housing development or residential development happening now.
You mentioned that the industrial zone is also one of the areas that would qualify.
Industrial business park.
Right. Interestingly, we have had a pretty major development in one of our industrial parks, but this is the first application under this program. So like a street industrial, like a, for example, a pipe factory or something like that would qualify as well for the incentive there.
Yep. So if it was a development, if it was a permitted use in the industrial business park zone, yes, it would qualify for, they could apply for the development program. One thing to keep in mind is that applicants need to apply. One of the conditions of the program is that they apply for the economic development incentive program before applying for a building permit.
Okay. So once you've made the, obviously once it's built, that's too late. It's before you get the building permit that you need to do it. Okay. And so, I mean, as far as you know, you would be expecting this to, we're going to start seeing more and more of these, I would guess, now that the pandemic's
over. Yeah, we'll have
over.
To see. It might be that developers were waiting for kind of that first developer to go through the process. It's certainly been challenging for developers over these last few years in terms of material shortages, labor shortages. Everyone's kind of been in survival mode. So now that we're, knock on wood, coming out of that, we might be seeing more applications.
That's Director of Corporate Services Kieran Miller. A $1.3 million mixed-use building project for 35 Main Street will be the first project to receive an incentive in the form of a tax rebate from the new town of Tantramar, based on a policy passed in Sackville in March 2020.